Acts chapter 2, you know, is really well known chapter in the Bible. It's the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit's poured out upon the 120 in the upper room. Then Peter is transformed from a chicken-hearted, former fisherman to a bold gospel preacher, and he stands up, literally stands up and talks to the people that just a month and a half earlier had crucified Jesus, and stands up and preaches the gospel to them in a really powerful, bold way, that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again, and they listen to the message and they say, well, what must we do? And Peter says, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the main passage I wanted to share on today was just what the church looked like in its infancy, with the idea of if that was the way the church started, we need, and we're still part of the same church, we need to be about the same stuff that they were about. You know, basically a snapshot of the early church life. That's the way we ought to order our lives as Christians today, and that's the way we should order our lives as a local congregation. Here's what it says in verse 40. It says, and with many other words, he, being Peter, testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So we see the early church, they didn't just attend a meeting once a week for 45 minutes, you know, punch their clock, their religious clock. These guys were so transformed, it totally rearranged the way they did life after that point. They shared their lives together. They sat under the teaching of the apostles. They broke bread, which represents both communion, keeping Jesus and him crucified at the very center of church life. And it also represents them just having meals together. You know, they broke bread. They shared their lives together. And last but not least, they prayed fervently. They gave themselves to these things. So I'll talk about this next week. But I just want to encourage you. Let's look, as we're looking at 2020, let's like order our lives around what the early church ordered their lives around. Like, if I know, I've heard many times Christians are like, I just don't feel like I have any friends. Well, one of the best things you can do if you don't feel like you're connected with people, take the initiative to reach out to someone else. Don't wait for someone to reach out to you. You reach out to someone else. Well, no one ever invites me over for coffee or tea or crumpets or whatever. Well, you probably have a house over your head. You invite someone to your house. You invite someone out for coffee. You take initiative. Don't be a victim. Amen? To be a victor in Christ. And so I just, huh? There's a scripture for that. There is a scripture for that.
Yeah, if a man wants to have friends, he needs to show himself.
It's Proverbs 18:24, yes. Or 24:18, one or the other. I know it's in Proverbs. Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm just excited. The Lord's going to do some great things in 2020. Yes, there's lots of challenges up ahead. Yes, we have our struggles and our issues, but God is good. God is faithful. And as we just give ourselves, here's the one verse I wanted to highlight. It says, and they continued steadfastly. And then in the apostles' doctrine, so on and so forth. My version says, the New King James says, they continued steadfastly. Continued steadfastly, it kind of sounds like it's just a habit. You know, it kind of sounds like, you know, Mike went to the dentist, and then he continued steadfastly to floss and brush his teeth twice a day. You know what I mean? Meaning, the ESV says devoted themselves to. I like that word a lot better. They devoted themselves to all of these activities. The apostles' doctrine, to the breaking of bread, to prayer and these things. So I just want to encourage you. Let's in a fresh way devote ourselves to God and devote ourselves to his work in today's day and age. Yes, there's a lot of reasons that people can say, oh, I'm tired, or I've been there, I've done that. It's easy to get embittered toward people, toward the church, toward whatever. Listen to me. I got news for you. The church isn't perfect because there's no perfect people in it, but it's still the thing that God has ordained to do his work today in the world. Jesus said, I will build my church. What's Jesus doing? He's building a church. So I just want to encourage all of us here to give ourselves, be devoted to what God is doing in the world today. Amen? It's the best use of your time, your energy, your resources. Life is flying by. It really is. It's going really quickly. And I'm all for being still and knowing that he is God. We can at the same time, you know, devote ourselves with stillness of heart. We can devote ourselves to what God is calling us to devote ourselves to. Amen?